Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Oklahoma octopus.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Acquired by the United States with the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, the Oklahoma Territory was granted statehood in 1907. Although it is widely considered to be a Great Plains state, it is actually one of the most geographically diverse regions in the country, featuring both mountain ranges and arid deserts. Most of its waterways are rivers and creeks, but Oklahoma does hold the record for the state with the highest number of man-made lakes. And it is in a handful of these lakes that a monster is said to dwell. A monster called, appropriately enough, the Oklahoma octopus. The Oklahoma octopus is, as its name suggests, an octopus. It's said to be massive, about 20 feet long, or the size of a horse or maybe a jeep, with long tentacles and leathery reddish-brown skin. It inhabits the freshwater, man-made lakes of Oklahoma, specifically Lake Thunderbird, Lake Tenkiller, and Ulaga Lake. As rumor has it, the beast is a killer, frequently attacking unsuspecting swimmers and using its long tentacles to drag them under before drowning and eating them. And, since these lakes are miles from each other, this octopus is also said to walk between them. Of course, there is no video footage or photographs of the creature, so we just have to take the word of witnesses. And we use the term witnesses loosely. More on that later. Oh, and author J.D. Ocker, in his book The United States of Cryptids, gave the Oklahoma octopus the nickname Ock-Ock. Ocker claims that the name is what he and nobody else likes to call it. But, J-Dub, I'm here for you. Now there are two of us who like to call it that. Ock-Ock it is. Like all good North American cryptids, the origins of Ock-Ock are believed to be found in Native American folklore. There are tales and legends from 200 years ago that speak of a bloodthirsty, man-eating creature that lurks in the lakes of Oklahoma. The Caddo and Kiowa told stories of a creature whose description fits that of Ock-Ock that would hunt and kill people who swam or bathed in the lakes. Never mind that the lakes Ock-Ock is said to inhabit were man-made in the 1950s. Other Native American legends tell of a shape-shifting entity that may or may not take the form of, among other animals, an octopus, so this could also feed into the Oklahoma octopus story. Funnily enough, the most cited source of lore for Ock-Ock is a 2009 episode of Animal Planet's Lost Tapes, a found footage-type fictional show which exploits cryptid legends for entertainment purposes. And that's exactly what the episode does. It makes Ock-Ock out to be a movie monster, stalking visitors to the lake and drowning them. Of course, the show is fiction, but the popularity of the series in general and of the episode in particular helped grow the mythology of the Oklahoma octopus. Ock-Ock is definitely a 21st century cryptid. One of the most interesting aspects of the Oklahoma octopus is that there are no reputable reported sightings and no physical proof of its existence. The closest thing to a reputable sighting of Ock-Ock that has occurred was in 1982 when two 11-year-old boys named Brian Collins and Jerry Potter went fishing in the Verdigris River, which forms into Ulaga Lake. While searching for a good spot to cast their lines, the boys stumbled across a dead octopus with a tentacle span of about 34 inches, much smaller than Ock-Ock, but still an octopus in the lake. In 2003, another fisherman named John Mazurek caught a small live red octopus in Arkansas in Lake Conway, which flows into Oklahoma via the Arkansas River. Coincidence? And then, there was a weird case from way back in 1927 where a trio of fishermen, also from Arkansas, Tim Ross, J.V. Sellers, and Rayford McAlpine, claimed to see a disturbance in the water at Lee Creek. When they investigated closer, the men said that they saw a 10-foot octopus inking in the water. I know what you're thinking. The lakes Ock-Ock hangs out in were created in the 50s. Well, Lee Creek is just upstream and not far from where Tenkiller Lake would be, so this one may have been an early adopter. So, while there is little to no physical evidence of Ock-Ock, the rumors persist, mainly due to the high mortality rates of the lakes in which it lives. An unexpectedly large number of drownings are reported in Thunderbird, Tenkiller, and Ulaga, and the fact that many of the bodies are never recovered clearly points to Ock-Ock being the killer, and the eater, of the victims. So, what could the Oklahoma octopus, aka Ock Ock, actually be? Well, unfortunately, most likely, it's all a hoax. The vague details of sightings and nondescript Native American folktales are probably just a smokescreen, and the octopus is an urban legend to keep people from getting drunk and swimming in the lakes. The legend was amplified by that Lost Tapes episode in 2009. The octopi found nearby, either alive or dead, were most likely either planted by pranksters or released into the wild from private aquariums, a cruel thing considering that octopi are saltwater organisms and these lakes are freshwater bodies. Which brings us to the theory that Ock Ock is a real octopus. If this is the case, the beast would have to have adapted quickly to be able to breathe in fresh water, which is a long shot, even under the best of circumstances. If, and it's a big if, Ock Ock could evolve to survive in fresh water, it would easily be able to accomplish the feats that it is accused of performing. Giant octopi have been found to have strong tentacles and powerful beaks, good for dragging people underwater and chomping on them. And some jellyfish have been known to adapt from salt water to fresh water, so maybe, just maybe, Ock Ock is an actual octopus. Another theory suggests that Ock Ock is a prehistoric cephalopod specimen that somehow survived extinction. Of course, this doesn't explain how it found its way into man-made lakes that are only 75 years old, but let's not let logic get in the way of a good theory. Still another theory posits that what people are seeing is actually some other aquatic animal, like a large catfish, a jellyfish, or a squid, all of which can survive in fresh water for periods of time. And then, there's always the chance that what people are seeing is, in fact, the Oklahoma octopus, that it is some type of octopus that can survive in fresh water and has yet to be discovered and classified by science, a cryptid. Aside from its legendary appearance on Lost Tapes, Ock Ock hasn't really caught on with the public, either in Oklahoma or outside of it. None of the three lakes involved hold Oklahoma octopus festivals, and in fact, it seems as if the stories of the beast might actually keep tourists away from the vacation spots. In cryptozoological circles, Ock Ock has found its way into several books on the subject, including Scott Francis's Monster Spotter's Guide to North America, Oberon Zell Ravenheart and Ash DeKirk's A Wizard's Bestiary, Jason Offutt's Chasing American Monsters, and, of course, the previously mentioned J.W. Auker's The United States of Cryptids. And that's the book we want to end on, because hey, let's all celebrate Ock Ock, and let's all keep calling it Ock Ock. And that's about it for this episode of the CryptoZoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in over there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.